Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. We're holding the last line of Tes Vov Amid Beis. And the Gemara brings that drasha, the Amar Reb Chama Reb Chanina Lama Nismachu, Aholim L'necholim. This is a pasuk in Parshas Balak, and it's part of Bilam's Nevuah. And the pasuk is saying, what the Gemara is saying, why do we find in the same pasuk the reference to Aholim and to Necholim? The Chsiv says in the pasuk, "Ki necholim nitoyu, ki ganois ali nohar, aholim nota Hashem." Ki necholim nitoyu means like the streams, like the rivers flow. Ki ganois ali nohar, ki ganois means like the gardens which are on the side of the river. Ka aholim nota Hashem. Now the way the Gemara is dashing the word aholim is if it says oiholim. Oiholim are tents, and the word nota is to pitch a tent. So says the Gemara, what is necholim, which are streams or rivers, what do they have to do with oiholim, with tents? Loimalach, ma necholim malim is odem itum le tahara, just like a nachal, a river, goes and is mal a person from tumah tahara. In other words, it has a status like a mikveh. Af oiholim malim is odem ikaf choyva le kaf schus. Similarly, when you talk about an oil, that can be mal a person from kaf choyva, from guilty to innocent. Now, what type of oil is mal a person from choyva to schus? As Rashi, we're talking about the holy Torah, where people learn, like it says in the pasuk, "Zois haTorah odem kiyomus ba'oil." Ain haTorah miskayim el mi shememis atzmeyaleh. Mendi were tenth zayin amid aleph. We're now in the second or third line from the top of the yom. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us is that a person who learns in the batei medrash and the aholei Torah, that's mal of the individual, mekaf choiva chas v'sholem, mekaf schus, that everything will be baruch Hashem, takes away the debits and replaces it with credit. Oh, very good, beautiful. Now, that's how Rashi learns. Toises and other Mepharshim are not happy with Rashi, because the word aholim is not the word oiholim. The word aholim is, says Toises, is similar to the word moir v'aholois. Moir v'aholois are references to different types of spices. In fact, we had this not too long ago, Maseches Nida, that ahola means aloe, A-L-O-E, which is, even today, it's used today as part of various soaps and things. You can sit there, you don't have to move. Anyway, so the point is, and the nota doesn't mean to pitch a tent, but it really means to go and plant those aholim, those types of spices. So, Ibazoi, what is the drush of the Gemara? So Tosis points out that the pasuk immediately preceding this pasuk kinchonim nitoyu is the famous pasuk that we say every day in davening. Matoyv elecha,
Yaakov Mishkan.
Thank you. Matoyv elecha Yaakov Shusecha Yisrael. Then continues on the next pasuk kinchonim nitoyu kiganas alinor. So therefore, when we're talking about the smichus, we're not talking about smichus of the necholim at the beginning of the pasuk and aholim at the end of the pasuk, but really we're talking about the ohol leYaakov in the previous pasuk. If you look at the top tois viz, aholim and necholim, period of kuntres, hakuntres, the chsivin says the pasuk, necholim nitoyu, ka aholim, not Hashem, velinira, the aholim daikro lav loshen oyel, a loshen psamim. Elanira midasamach matayv lecha Yaakov to necholim nitoyu. That's the drasha, not from aholim, but the previous pasuk matayv lecha Yaakov. Okay, zokti more writer. Hakreil mafrei leyotze. Now the Gemara that we're going to learn now doesn't go on those few words; it goes on the v'chuli. What's the v'chuli? Back in our Mishnah, if you want to go back for a moment, on to Tes Vav Amid Aleph that we learned yesterday, at the very, very, very end of the Mishnah. It says Akar l'mafrei l'yotza, but the focus is going to be on the Karavitoa Yachzer l'mokoyim shetoa. What does that Parsha Pshat mean? You start a Lenin Krishma, and as you're Lenin Krishma, you think to yourself, didn't I miss a word or a pasuk 3 lines ago? You cannot just go and fill in that new word or that pasuk at that point, but you have to go back to 3 lines ago. Remember, it's not like today that everybody has sidurim, and even today a lot of people try to daven about that. So, after saying a bunch of psukim, then you say to yourself, I'm not sure if I said pasuk X or pasuk Y or this word or that word. So you can't just slip it in now. You've got to go back to that place where you think that you left off, where you left out that word or that pasuk. So, our Gemara continues talking about that subject. And the Gemara tells us, Reb Ami v'Reb Asi, Avchakatrin le'i genona l'Reb Loza. Reb Loza was about to get married. and they had to go and prepare a chuppah for him. Apparently, they didn't have chuppahs like we have today, where they're already assembled, but people had to go and put them together. So Reb Ami and Reb Asi, they tied together the various poles and things that you needed for purposes of the chuppah for Reb Lazar. So they were busy. Reb Lazar, who was the chosin, was standing there, and Omelahu, and said to them, you don't need me to be the mashgiach and to watch you whilst you're putting together the chuppah. Ad hochi v'hochi, as long as it's going to take you to go and put this chuppah up, it'll probably take you the next half an hour or whatever. You know what? Ezel v'yashra milta b'yim adrasha. I'm going to go to the local besmedish, the EC, v'yim alchu, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you what we learned. So we won't have been mevatel zman with this constructing the chuppah. I'll come back shortly and I'll tell you what we learned in besmedish. And they said, that's a great idea. Also, Ashchei l'tana diktani kami d'Rav Yochanan. He went into besmedish and there was a tana that was running before Rav Yochanan. When everything more says tana, it doesn't really mean a tana, because Rav Yochanan is a man of the Amiroim. It means the person that was familiar with the brises, and he would be the person that would read over the brises from memory, and he would be the Tana for our purposes, repeating the Tanoim's learnings in the various brises. So what did he teach? He taught the following brise. Karavitah. Person made a mistake. He read Krishma, and he made a mistake somewhere. When you deal Hechon Torah, he's not exactly sure how far back he was Torah. The Me'emta Perek, if he is in the middle of the Perek, in other words, in the middle of Shema, or he's in the middle of Vahayim Shemoya, or in the middle of Vayomer, he's in the middle of the Perek, and he's not exactly sure where he was Torah, Yachzor Roish, then go back at least to the beginning of that Perek. In other words, if he knows that in that particular Perek he was Torah, go back to the beginning and start again. Being Perek LePerek, he's now between the Perek, and he's not sure between which perek is he. He knows that he took a break for a moment, and he's not sure if he's in between the Uvisharecha Vayim Shemoya, or if he's in between the Vayim Shemoya and Vayoyimah, the next perek. He's not sure. So he asked the perek Rishon, so let him go back to the Visharecha at the end of perek Aleph, and then start Vayim Shemoya. Ben Ksiva L'Ksiva, both in the first perek of Krishma and the second perek of Krishma, we have the Uksavtam Leois, Uksavtam Umzoish Bisecha Visharecha. So he's not sure which Uksavtam. Is he in the first parasha and in the second parasha? See, Ach Luksiva Rishonah. So go back to the first Uksavtam. Omele Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yishanu Ele Shalui Pasach Belaman Yibri Mechem. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what you said makes absolute great sense. It's Gevaldi Gebraisa. But I have to add, it's as long as you didn't say Laman Yibri Mechem. Ava Pasach Belaman Yibri Mechem. Once you hit Laman Yibri Mechem, Sarche Nokat Vaasi, you don't have to worry anymore. Now this person is on for a smooth ride. Now, what does that mean? So the way Rashi learns the Sarche Nokat Vaasi, that means that once he's hit Laman Yibri Mechem, people are so familiar with the third parsha of Krishma, you can assume that he's going to say it perfectly until the end, and he's not going to make any mistakes. If you look at the Rashi Sarche Nokat, about 12 lines on the top of the Amid, Ein Lito Is Mikan Ad Emes V'yatev. Once he hits Laman Yibri Mechem, you can be sure that he's going to go and have a smooth ride until Emes V'yatev. Ein Terech Lachzor El Eliemes. If there'll be a subsequent mistake, you're only going to have to worry about from Emes V'yatev and on. Sh'aparash Yishkura B'fiv. Everybody knows the third parsha of Krishma by heart. Everybody knows it so well. You don't have to worry. Rashi doesn't explain why the third parsha is more shogr b'fiv than the other two, but presumably the reason is that because the first parsha and the second parsha have certain psukim which are very similar. For instance, like the uksavtem and the uksharetem, so you can easily fablonje if you're not focusing and you're not looking into a text. However, Vayoymer is already on its own. There's nothing in the Yasulahem Tzitzis that will remind you or confuse you with Diksavtem, Uksharetem, or whatever. So it's going to be smooth sailing.
But the problem is not the forward looking third parsha is not relevant here. We're talking about a person who's worried that he confounded and was made a mistake in the previous two parshios. So what does it help that he's already in here? He's already, it's not forward-looking that the mistake is. Of course, from then on, there should be no problem. It's familiar, Shagra B'fiv. But the problem is the person was concerned he made a mistake earlier.
And that was until Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana that was saying the Braisa, all of these problems that you are raising are valid issues. But I want you to know, as a general rule, once you hit Leman Yiv Yemeichem, you're not going to have to worry about Torahs anymore, because that's Shogram Viv. It's going to be smooth sailing from that point on.
So Yochanan isn't addressing the going backward of...
That's correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you see where it says Sorchi Nokat, again, in the beginning of the Rashi, and it says Ein Litois. There's a Lamed over there. That Lamed takes you to the Ein Barajba here on the Maseres Hashas. What does the Rajba say? The Rajba is saying that the Gemara's Loshin is not Mashma that we're talking, as Barry says, forward-looking, but we're rather going back, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan presumably is trying to tell you that you don't have to worry about ksiva l'ksiva once you start the man yibi mechem. Ah, and in fact, that's what the Rajba learns pshat in the Gemara. He says, when you're just saying uksavtam, and you're not sure whether ksavtam al mezuzoyt pesecha v'sherecha is from the first parsha or from the second parsha, then you got to go back to the first parsha. But what does it say in the second parsha after uksavtam al mezuzoyt pesecha v'sherecha l'man yibi yamechem? So therefore, zoktuch the Rajba, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is really coming to say. That once you hit l'man yibi yamechem, and then you say to yourself, hey, which ksiva was I up to? Was I up to the ksavtam of the first parsha or the ksavtam of the second parsha? You don't have to worry. Once you hit Leman Yirmechem, that's the Sirchei Nok of the Asi. Since he started Leman Yirbu, that means that he went with the normal Shogar Befiv, which was that after ksavtam of the second parsha, you start Leman Yirmechem. Now your doubt should be alleviated, and you don't have to worry about it. Yes, Mandi, you see it? But you agree, in the second parasha, after Ksavtam Mazoch Pesach V'Sherecha, it says, Laman Yirimech V'Menech. So once you hit Laman Yirimech, you don't have to worry anymore if somebody says to himself, well, one second, which ksiva was I up to? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to go back to the first ksiva, you can stay with the second one, because the assumption is that since you continued on Laman Yir, well, you wouldn't have continued on if you were in the Ksavtam of the first parasha, you would have continued on V'Hoyim Shemaya. By the fact that you said Leman Yirmechem, you can go and stay with the second ksiva, you don't have to go back. You like that pshat better,
yes,
right?
Yes, much more.
That's right, I thought you would. And that's why the Magia apparently also was not happy with the Rashi, and that's why you put that lamed to say, look in the Rajba that respectfully disagrees. Good, so we have Machloikas, how we learned that pshat. Anyway, also, now Reb Lozer heard all of this, and he was ecstatic. He heard a Shenish Tikkun Torah from the Tana and from Rabbi Yochanan, and he goes back now to Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi, who are diligently putting together the chuppah on his behalf. Asav Yamalhu, and he went and told them this Kantish Tikkun Torah. Omru Lein, they said to him, Ilaybanu Elishmoya Davizadayenu. If we would only have come just to hear this Tikkun Torah, it was all worth it. Thank you very, very much, Rabbi Lozer, for sharing this Divrei Torah with us. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'omnin koyrin b'roish ha'ilon u'b'roish ha'nadvach. Ma'she'inin rishon lasis kein basura. What our mission is trying to do now is balance the requirements of Eirechayim and Shulchan Aruch to go and daven properly, together with the responsibilities and obligations of a poyel under Choshen Mishpat. When you're a poyel, you got to be careful that every single moment you're doing your work, because you're getting paid, you're getting food, as we'll see in Mishnah and the Gemara. So you can't go and dilly-dally, and you can't go waste your time. You got to go and support. You have to do your work on behalf of the employer. So what happens now? It's Krishna time, or it's Tefillah time. What should a person do? So umnin are craftsmen. These are workers. Koyin barosh ilan, if they happen to be working at the top of a tree, if that's their job. Ubarosh nadvach, Rashi says a nadvach means a binyan shel avanim. They're in the top of a binyan of stone. Perhaps they are doing some construction now. Regardless, but they're on the top. What happens now, if you're going to tell them that they have to come all the way down to go and say Krishna, that's going to take time. It's going to waste time from the balabus. So what should they go and do? They should go and lay Krishna there, Barosh Ilan, Barosh Anadvach. Even though it's a little bit unsettling, the Gemara is going to say shortly that there's a certain degree of biasusa, of fright. People are nervous if they're standing in a place like that, but go and say Krishna. Mashin Rishon Lassakim Atil, when it comes to Shemana Asrei, there you have to have lots more kavana. Why do you have to have more kavana, says Rashi? Because the whole purpose of Shemoneh Esrei is Rachmihi. We're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for so many bakoshois, so therefore we want to make sure that we're thinking about those bakoshois and not just not focusing on what we're doing. So According to our Mishnah, the requirement for Kavanah for Tefillah is greater than that for Kriya Shema. Wait for the Gemara will expand on all of these thoughts. Continuing the Mishnah, Chosid Potter mi Kriya Shema Laila Rishayna. We spoke about this already several days ago, back on Daf Yud Aleph, that a Chosid is Potter from Kriya Shema on the first night. Why? Because he's Torah Tirda the Mitzvah. And as we'll see in the Gemara, this is referring only to the case of a Psula and not an Almana, because he's concerned that he won't know how to go and break through the Psulim, that everything should go smoothly. So he's kind of noivis, and we're afraid, therefore, that he cannot have proper Kavana in Kriya Shema. And this applies to Laila Rishayna and Matzah Shabbos until the fourth night Matzah Shabbos. You remember we had back in Maseches Nida that the Sittel says that in the case of Psulim we give him four nights, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Matzah Shabbos, because the custom was, as it says in the first mission of Maseches Ksubas, that Psulim this is L'yoyim HaRavi, that women in the good old days used to get married on Wednesday evenings, Vosepes Wednesday. Mitchum will get to Ksubas shortly and we'll talk about it in more detail. But the point is that the Chachamim said, since the women are getting married on Wednesday evening, and the Chosin is nervous about the tir de the mitzvah that he's going to live for the first time with his wife, so he's part of the Krishma not only that night, but even until three nights later, until Matzah Shabbos, on the condition, Davka imli asa maisa, if he didn't, wasn't able to go and finish off properly the masabiyah on the first night. If for whatever reason they couldn't do the masabiyah on the first night, then we give him the second night, third night, until four nights. About if he passed the four nights and he didn't, so that's not, it's a lost situation, it looks like. But anyway, at least for the first four nights, until he's oisa masa, if he's able to do the masa on Wednesday night, then that's it. You don't give him until Thursday, Friday. You just give him the additional extension, if he wasn't able to consummate the Maisabiyah with his new wife. Umazvarim Gamliel, which seems to be a Masa Lister, that Rabbi Gamliel, Shinosa Isha, he married a wife. Vikara Laila Rishayna, on the first night, he did like Krishma. Omli Talmidim, so the Talmidim said to him, Rabbi Gamliel, Limaratana Rabbeinu, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says very clearly, Shechosin Patame Krishma, what's going on? Omli Hamzi said to them, Eini Shemei Lechem, Levatel Himeni Malchus Shemaim, Afilu Sheachas, I'm not going to listen to you, to Mevatel the Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim, which is in the first Pasha of Krishma. Even one moment, I have to go and say Krishma, I cannot go and leave it out. Now, L'choyra, the Gemara should ask that it's a Masa Lister. Masa Lister means anytime the Mishnah brings a Masa, which is not in accordance with, which is not consistent with the previous halacha, the Gemara asks, isn't this a, the Mishnah just said now, Chosin is part of me Krishma. And then we say Masa from Gamliel that he said Krishma. So Toysis already asked this Kasha, the third Toysis. And Toysis says, La Masa Lister, this is not an inconsistent story. The Kamash Wulan, Em Godelhu, Ubaytech Ba'atmish, Yuchalech Tzkavin. In other words, it's almost like a chsurim mechsur that we're missing a few words, that the Mishnah is telling us a chosin is part of Mikrishma. However, a chosin who feels strongly that this whole tir de mitzvah is not going to take away his kavana, and that he can daven with all fervor and with all kavana, then he can, like the masa of Rabban Gamliel. We're not going to see at the end of the Mishnah, the Amud Beis in Yeter Shem, if you want to turn just for a second, that it says at the very end of the Mishnah, four lines before the end, Chosin imroitza likreis kriya shema laila rishon. What happens if Chosin says, I know I don't have to, I'm part of it, but I want to lay it, says the Mishnah Koyre. Yeah, okay, if you want to, you can. No. If you're not ro'oi to go and say Krishma, in other words, if you're not going to be able to be miskaving, it's like the Gemara says, Niraka Yehara. Yehara means it looks like he's a braggart, it looks like he's arrogant. Everybody else in Klal Yisrael cannot focus. Just this Yidl, this Yankel, he can go and focus. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, don't do that. Like Laroitz Alitos Hashem Yitol, only if in the Madrega of Ram Gamliel. That's a different story. But not every Tom, Dick, and Harry that gets married should assume that he is on this lofty Madrega, that he can be Mechavin. In fact, it looks like he's a braggart. La halacha l'maaseh, the Gemara, the halacha today is just the opposite. It says that all chasanim should go and say Krishma, because unfortunately, The Shulchan Aruch and the Noisa Kelim are telling us that the amount of Kavana that we have today, we don't mean this Mesmerish, of course, but in other Bata Midrash and other Bata Gnesias, the amount of Kavana today is less than they had in the times of Chazal, and so therefore the Chosins not being able to be Mechaven perfectly won't be that much different than anybody else in the audience, and they're also not going to be Mechaven perfectly. And in fact it says that a Chosin that says, well, I'm the type that I'm going to leave it out because I'm not going to be able to have sufficient kavana, and therefore I'm going to leave. That is Yoyhara. A chosin that says that I'm not going to say Krishma today because normally I'm mechaven, but today I can't. I'm tired to the mitzvah. No, he should just say Krishma to get everybody else. And that's why, if you've ever been to chasinus recently, you'll see that the chosin davens along with the oilam, Krishma and Tvila, etc. Anyway, getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we had about the umnin koyin bereisha ilan. Talk to you more tanurban. Umnin workers koyin bereisha ilan. They lay at the top of the tree bereisha nafach on top of the binyan shel avonim umispalalim bereisha zayis bereisha ta'ena. Remember in our Mishnah it says masha'inin rishoyim lasiskim betzula. When it comes to Shemone Esrei, they got to come down. They can't go and say it up there in the Ilan or Barosh HaNadvach. But if they mean Mispal, Rosh HaZayis, Rosh HaTaina, that is okay. Now, why is Rosh HaZayis and Rosh HaTaina different Manishtana from all other Ilanois? So Rashi tells us because there are many, many branches and there's a lot of room to stand without being in difficult, constrained straits at the top of the tree. So no problem. If you look at the Rashi, middle of the Omen, Mispal, Barosh HaZayis, Rosh HaTaina, Bizman Cha'oiskim Behen, even though they are busy at work, they can go and daven Barosh HaZayis, Barosh HaTaina, Matnesha and Feyim Arubim, there are lots of branches. You can stand there comfortably. You're not nervous that you're going to fall down at any moment. But not by any other tree. So therefore, the Zayas tree and the Ta'ena tree are different in terms of the comfort level and the fear and trepidation level and when it comes to Dafi. So back to the Brice, Mispal, Barisha, Zayas, Barisha, Ta'ena, Bishar, Kalilon, is Yor, Lamata, Mispal, but all the other trees, you got to come down and daven down below. Ubalabayis, the person who's not the worker, the employer, Benkach, Benkach, Yod, Lamata, Mispal, it makes no difference what tree he's standing in, he's got to come down, Lefishain Dat, Mishav, Salah, because he cannot have proper Kavanah. Rashi says, Midiasusai, because he is unfortunately fearful that he's there in the top of the tree. So what's the difference between the Balabais and the Umnin? Says Rashi, very, very simple. The kula that we gave was Megabi the Piyalim, because we felt bad for the employer. He's losing precious time that all his employees are coming down from the trees and they're davening down below. So therefore, a regular tree, we have no choice. They have to go and daven. However, if it's Rosh HaZayis, it's Rosh HaTaina, stay up there, you don't have to come down. There's a certain comfort level, you shouldn't be nervous. But the Balabas, we did not give him any kulis or hetayrim. You don't have to be responsible to your employer. You are the employer. Come on down and daven down below. Sigmar now asks Astir. Ramalei Rav Meri Bara the Bas Shmuel L'Rabba. Rav Meri, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, asked Rabba. This is, of course, a very strange name, Rav Meri, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Who was his father? Why does he want to say brother? Yeah, what would you like to say?
I don't understand.
It's Rashi. Thank you. Brother Bashamul, what is this all about? So we have over here the Rashi. Rashi is parallel to Agamara. First we'll say what the Rashi says succinctly, and then we'll look in the Rashi. Rashi tells us that unfortunately there was a very tragic story, that the daughter of Shmuel was unfortunately taken into captivity by the enemies, by the Goyim. And unfortunately one of the Goyim lived with her. Subsequently he was Megayer. And subsequently they had a child. And that child was Rav Meri. Now this Rav Meri, as Rashi explains, was Hayrosoi Shaloi Bikdusha. He was conceived when the father was still a goy, but by the time that he was born, the father had already been Megayer. So it was a Rosh Shloi Bikdusha, V'leidosei Bikdusha. Anyway, because we don't want to refer to Rav Meri's father, biological father, who was a goy at the time of conception, that's why we say that he was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, being married to this former goy who became a ger. He had a very, very interesting name. His name was Isur, and it became known as Isur Giyoyer. It's not surprising he had a name of Isur, because he shouldn't have lived with the daughter of Shmuel in the first place. But that's how he got his name. If you look at the Rashi, brother of Shmuel. Parallel to Gemara says Rashi become Mekoinis, and other places in Shas Korilei Bar Rochel. Gemara sometimes refers to him as Rab Meri Bar Rochel, because apparently the daughter of Shmuel's name was not Yenta and not Genandel, but it was Rochel. So therefore Rab Meri, the son of Rochel. Uba Shmuel Hoysen, she was the daughter of Shmuel. Venetia Zubeinu Amim, unfortunately she was taken into captivity by kidnappers, Kinamrin Miksubis, Uba Lea Echad, one of the Goyim unfortunately lived with her. When it's Abri Menu, she became pregnant. Veakach Miskaya, and afterwards he was Mekaya. Ushmei Isur, like we said, Isur Geira. Kinamrin Miboba Basra, Rab Meri Berei, that's why we don't want to go and give any credit to his father, because his father was a goy who unfortunately went and lived against the will of this young lady of Rochel, the daughter of Shmuel. Anyway, that's a fascinating footnote. It's a tragic footnote, but we continue on. What did Rav Meri ask? Tanan, we have a stira. We learned in our Mishnah, ha'umnen koyim barosh ilan ubarosh anatvach amaloi boy kavana. Obviously, if we're saying for Shmona Esrei, they got to come down. But for Krishma, they can stay up. Sounds like they don't need any kavana for Krishma. Because if they need a kavana, they should come down. Or a mini. HaKadosh Shema Tarech Shechavin Eslev. A person's reigning Krishma. He has to be Mechavin. Shenemer. Shema Yisrael. Ula Alonu Oymeh have another pasuk. Haskes Ushma Yisrael. The word Haskes means not just to go and hear. But listen. Focus. Focus your attention. Ma'alalam Bahaskes. Just like that. Shema Yisrael did Bahaskes. Avkan is also Bahaskes. No'i Bazoi. So how do we allow them to go and say the Krishma? Baroish Hanadvach, Baroish Ilan. We should insist that they come down just like Shmon Esrei. Which more ishtik. Such a good kasha that Rava was quiet. Omalei. So now Rava says back to Rameri. Omalei midi shmila chabha. Maybe you heard something. In other words, you asked me the question. Maybe you have some idea on this subject. Omalei hachi om Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Mushim betelim mimalachtan vikoyrin. It's talking about a case where they're batel mimalachtan. What does it mean, batel mimalachtan? That when we said in our Mishnah that they can say the Kriya Shema, Barosha Ilan, Barosha Nadvach, it means that they put down whatever they were busy with at that time, assuming that they were chopping wood, they put down their axes and their hatchets, and they sat, and they said nicely, they said the Krishma up there, and therefore they were in fact Mechavin to the best of their ability, Barosha Ilan, Barosha Nadvach. So they were Batam and Malachtan. Frey Timora, Batanya, Beisil, Oimim, Oiskim and Malachtan, Vekoin. When Beisil talks about Uvelechtach of Aderech, that you're allowed to go and say it any way you want to. You can say it sitting, you can say it standing, you can say it walking, you can be oisim malacha. So, couldn't they still be even allowed to do your work whilst you're doing Krishma, whilst you're saying Krishma at the same time? If you're talking about Perek Rishon, Beisil agrees, Avadi, you're not allowed to be oisim malacha, you have to devote all of your attention to be makabel oil malcha shemai. Once you come to Perek Sheni, then it's a little bit easier. Now, remember, we're not talking about a person who's in shul. During shul, you got to go and have all your kavana. Or if you're at home, all of your kavana. We're only talking about a person who is an employee, working for an employer. And we don't want him to waste the money of the employer. So therefore, there is a certain leniency vis-a-vis this halach of kavana. You only have to mechaben in the first parak and not in the second parak. So therefore, come to chayis, there's no stira that Rav Meri has. The haskis of Shema Yisrael is referring to the first parak. Avad is referring lichatchila to all parakim, but at least to the first parak. Mashenki, that we said in our Mishnah, that you can go and lain b'roisha ilam, b'roisha nadvach. It's talking about a situation where he is not able to come down because he's an employee, so therefore, our Gemara tells us, first parak is enough as long as you try to be mechaben there, and of course, don't be oisim malachton at that point, wait and put everything down until you finish that first parak.
Didn't we say over here that the Haskes is talking about Divrei Torah?
Yeah, was this Gemara? You're right. It's not, these two Gemaras are not so, sir, but this is Rava, and this is, actually, this is Rameri, and this is another Mandiyama. You're right. The Gemara said Haskes Ma'isor is referring to others. In fact, if you remember, since you're reminding us of yesterday, Rav Yosef is one that was Machadish, that all of the dinim of Hashmela Oznacha is only by Krishma, not by Shar Mitzvahs.
Right.
We went through a whole Omid, confusing Omid, going back and forth. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? I'm sorry? Exactly. And that was all talking about everything, not only about Krishma, that was talking about benching, and about Megillah, and about Truma. The whole halacha is only the Gabi Krishma. And here Rabbi Shimon says, no, machloikis of Krishma, but b'shar mitzvah v'kol le'yotza. Tichsiv or Ken Yotze. So that was so Toysis asked that kasha. Toysis, the second Toysis yesterday. Bin Femo Haliel Oma Deshar Mitzis Yofinim Mekrishva, like Truma and Megillah Brichas Amosim. Yichlomi Rav Yosef Palig Asugi Dilel. So you see, Rav Yosef is a Das Yochid compared to all of those others. Therefore, when he was talking about Shema Yisrael, Haski Shema Yisrael, that was his shita. That is not Rav or anybody else's. Anyway, Shkoyach, we continue on here on the Amid Aleph, or up to Tanabat. By the way, when the Gemara distinguishes between Perek Rishon and Perek Shaini, Toisus notes that we had Rava a couple of days ago in the Gemara, that Rava says we paskin that the halacha of Kavana is the Iker is on the first Pasuk of the first Perek. Look at the third Toisus before the end of Perek Rishon. Lav Dafkin Noken Perek Aleph, Dain Alibid de Rava, Veravam Liel, Pasuk Rishon, Levad. The important thing is the first pasuk. So therefore, we don't even mean the first parak; we mean the first pasuk of the first parak. Okay. Tan Rabban, Hapayalim Shayu Oisim Melacha Itzel Balabais. Again, we have workers that are working for the Balabas. Karen Krishma Umavarcha Lefenei Lacharei. They have to say the brachas before and afterwards. Va'oichven Piton, and when they wash to eat bread, Umavarcha Lefenei Lacharei. They have to make hamoitzi and they have to bench. Umespalim Tzilushol Shemone Esrei, and they daven their Shemone Esrei. Avol Ein Yor Lefenei Ateva. Don't allow them to go and be the shliach tzibur. They noisen kapeim. They should also not go and be the kehanim duchenim. Says Rashi, because that takes away from the time of the employer, and therefore this is already extracurricular activities, if you will. Don't allow them to do that. If you look at the Rashi over here, Rashi says, "Avol ein yorn lefnei ateva." That's about 5-6 lines lower down. Ein rishon levatim amalachtan v'leiv lefnei ateva lasa shliach tzibur sheyesh sham bitul malacha yoisem midai. The minimum is you're davening, but don't do anything in addition. Don't offer to be the gaba. Don't offer to be the balkaira. Don't offer to say. Just keep it to the minimum.
They're on the trees, dan bichidus. He's saying.
Sorry.
They're on the trees, dan bichidus. All the workers are in the trees.
Plucking on the trees. They go down.
Well, the Gemara really doesn't address where they're sitting or where they're standing. Just talks about piyam shayim loch. These could be people that are working in an office. They don't necessarily, or they're working in the field.
With dan bichidus, dan bitzibur.
Gemara doesn't address that. It just says that he should not be the shliach tzibur. It sounds like from that if he can join a minion, Masayv Manoy. But he should not offer to be the Shliach Tzibur, because the Shliach Tzibur is going to take even more time. He should go and do the minimum.
So someone has to be the Shliach Tzibur, though.
Not the poel. Let the balabus be the Shliach Tzibur.
He's saying he's davening along the line of Shemoneh Esrei, so he doesn't have to work too much.
Something like that. Okay. Frank Dimar. So our Brisa says he's responsible for the Shemoneh Esrei. By the time we have another Brisa that he only has to daven is Me'en Yudches. Me'en Yudches is what we call having Heinu, which is an abbreviated form of Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to have more about this in Yitzchim later on Daf Chof Ches, exactly what the nusach of Havinenu, but all the Havinenu is basically 7, 8, 9 lines as compared to several pages like we have in our regular Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chastira, can he say the full Shemoneh Esrei, or can he only say Me'en Yud Ches, which is the Havinenu? Zorti Mara, there are hot cups in the back. Zorti Mara, Amr Sheish and Lekasha. Would you like to? Oh, yeah, good. It's not a stira, it's a machlaikis. The machlaikis is a machlaikis between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. Who is Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua? So if you look quickly at the Rashi right before the wide lines, Rashi tells us here, Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua, that now the perek tefillas ha-shachar, daf chav ches, another 2 weeks approximately. Rav Gamliel oimer b'chol yoim v'yoim mispal odom yud ches brachis. Every single day a person should daven a full Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Yeshua oimer me'en yud ches, doesn't have to be the full Shemoneh Esrei, just me'en yud ches. Oh, so these two braises are not so set, but that's the old machloikas, the famous machloikas between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. Whenever you daven, you have to daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei, like we do, or can you say an abbreviated form, the form of the Havinenu? If you're telling me that the second brayso, which is Me'en Yud Ches, is Rabbi Yeshua, why are we taking the machloikis of Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, which apply to everybody, every day of the year, and why are we saying that this applies to Dafka Tepayalim? This is anyone has this din. Both brises go according to Rav Gamliel, that normally is supposed to daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. It depends on what the terms of that person's income is going to be. In other words, we think of an employer paying the employee a salary, and some of them even allow them a free lunch or whatever. Of course, we know there's no such thing as a free lunch, but at least that they, part of their salaries, they give a fringe benefit, they also give meals. What our Gemara is telling us is that there were people, at least at that time, that worked only for a meal, and other people that worked for a salary. Presumably working for a salary is more beneficial, and you get more income than just working for a meal. And therefore what our Gemara is telling us is, if you're just working for a meal, then you're entitled to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei. If, however, you're working for a salary, then you got to be more meticulous and more scrupulous, and you have to daven then only Havineinu, and not the full Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, and I'll bring you a raya, that there's a difference between Oisin Bischaron or Oisin Bisudasan. What's the raya? Shin Brai Sazai. Vatanya. Ha'apayalim sh'oyu Oisin Melocha Eitel Balabayis. Oh, workers that are working for a balabas, Karin Krishma, oh mispalim, v'yoichlen piton, and this price says ve'ein mavorchem lefaneh, don't make hamoitzi, al mavorchem le'achareh, but do make a broch at the end, meaning go and bench. Why ein mavorchem lefaneh? Says Rashi, bottom line, two lines on the bottom, she'einim min ha'toyer, because it's all the brochas lefaneh are midrabanan, they're not min ha'toyer. The only brochem min ha'toyer in connection with food is the benching, the echalta v'savota uverachta, or like some people say, the echalta v'savoita uverachta. But the point is that there's no chiyim in our Torah to say amoitzi, but you'll see that there's an aleph here of the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen says that there's another gear, so that in fact, mevorchem lefaneh, that you do make a bruch after all. You have that here on the right hand margin. Goyetz agra, an aleph. Aval gears is harifa, hagoyenim, mevorchem lefaneh. That's a machloik is what the gear says. Okay. Anyway, continuing on. When you bench shtaim l'achareah, you don't bench the full benching. Again, you're talking about workers. V'amavorchen achareah, shtaim, not four brachas. Normally, we have four brachas in our shmona, in our benching. We have the first one, hazonis hakoil, and then we have noidu l'cha, which ends off al oritz v'al mazoin. Then we have the third one, rachimna, which ends off and then finally the fourth one, which we call the Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv. Now the Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv, that fourth one is Midraban. It's not Min HaToiv. And they were masaking it because of what was why the
Harugi Beiter. To bury them.
Beautiful. And also because they didn't decompose it. They were out in the sun for a long period of time. Anyway, so that's Midraban. The first three are Min HaToiv. So because we're talking about a difficult situation of employees working for employers, we leave out the fourth bracha, which is the Rabban. As far as the three brachas which remain, the first one, Ketzad, bracha rishoina kitikuna. You lay them like normally. You go and say the first bracha from the beginning, Azonis Oilam to Borcha to Hashem, Azonis Akol. That's number one. And then Shnia, Pisech Bebechas Aretz. You start off Noidelecha, the Koilin, Boinu Yishaloyim Bebechas Aretz. Somehow you merge bracha 2 and bracha 3 into 1. The Gemara doesn't say exactly how you do it. Rashi points out because there are a lot of similarities between Noidulecha and between Rachimna, so therefore somehow you're able to merge the two together and to shorten it. The Medvar Mamur, all of this that we just spoke about now, about shortening the benching, that's Boisim Bisharan. That's because you're working for Schar, you're getting a salary. However, if you are working only for the meal, and or if you're sitting together with a balabas and he's benching normally, you can bench with him normally as well, and therefore you don't have to go and shorten the benching and leave out one bracha and merge the other two. You can daven or you can bench normally. So even though this price doesn't tell us the distinction between the different Shemoneh Esreis, full Shemoneh Esrei or Havineinu, but at least this concept of division between the Oisim B'Scharen or Oisim B'Sudasan, that we see very clearly where the Braisa says, the Medvar Mamurim, the Oisim B'Scharen. Then we can start talking about shortcuts, again because we're concerned about Choish and Mishpat, about employer and employee relations and working conditions. The only thing that happens to me, the entire salary is the Sa'uda that he's getting a lunch or a dinner or whatever, then he's allowed to go and bench normally.
Why is there only enough gemina when the Baal Bais is eating with them? Once the Baal Bais is davening with them, it also he should daven a long shnuch.
It could be. The Bais only addresses this issue about the eating, but it could be that in the Chanami, perhaps you could extrapolate from that, the same thing would apply to Davini. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. Okay, we get back to Chos and Potami Krisha. And from here, from Tanur Rabbanan until the Mishnah on the Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to quote almost verbatim a Gemara that we already had back on Daf Yud Aleph. It's so much almost verbatim that the bottom Rashi says, I'm not going to bother going and explaining what the pshat is, because you all remember from Daf Yud Aleph, if it's only 4 or 5 days ago. The last Rashi says, Kvar pirashtia beperekrishan, chashan alts mafarish kiveiz and perekrishan, so hopefully nobody has any new kashas that we didn't already explore at that time. But of course, feel free to ask.
Why is Mark repeated?
Oh, because we're talking about Chosim Potter Mikrish. At that time, the Machloik is between Bisham and Beisil, where the Bishach B'chumecha, when you go and say Krishma Shel Arvis, whether it's only a question of the timing, when do you say it, from Tzeisar Gachavim, first Tashmoy Lehin and Her, Bisham said, no, it's not only the when you say the Krishma, but it's also how you say the Krishma. You have to go and do it Bishchiva, you have to go be Moita Al Atzad, you have to sit down, you have to lay down when you lay in the Krishma. Said they still no. It says Lech Baderech. Lech Baderech means anyway, standing, sitting, going, coming, etc., etc. So then the Gemara got into Bishit Ruisecha. How do you darshan it? How you darshan Lech Baderech? And therefore, that's why we had that Gemara there. And now the Gemara repeats it because we're talking about the Chosin Potem Mikriyishma. How do we know Chosin Potem Mikriyishma? Why shouldn't we have to learn Krishma like everybody else? Tana Rabban in the Brisa. Bishit Ruisecha Lech Baderech. Bishit Ruisecha is proudly Oisik Mitzvah. When is there a mitzvah to go and learn Krishma, if you are just sitting on your hands at home doing nothing? However, if you are being osik b'mitzvah, then you are potur. That's the famous halacha, osik b'mitzvah, potur min ha-mitzvah. That comes to take a prat lechasan. If a chasan is getting married to a psula, mikan omra kinyas psula, potur is a mana chayv. Now, what's the reason why a chasan is potur? Like the Gemara is going to say shortly. Again, because he is osik b'mitzvah. He is Torah b'mitzvah that he's going to soon live with his psula. But now the question is, and why didn't I know that from the Shifcha Meisecha? There is this prakla oisik b'mitzvah. So you remember Rashi already asked this question back on Daf Yud Aleph, and Rashi said because the oisik b'mitzvah means that he's actually doing the mitzvah as we speak. Since he's doing that mitzvah, then he's potter from saying Krishna. The case of the chosin, he's not doing the bia yet. It's just Torah that he's going to do it. That's just machshavos that are Torah him, as opposed to an actual asik b'yadayim u'beraglayim. So that's why he needed a separate limud. Said Rashi back on Daf Yud Aleph, prat lechosin. In the Mikan Omra Koyt Zepsula, part of Yisal Monachai. Pray to my mashma. Where do we see that in the words uvelech chavaderech? After uvelech chavaderech is not talking about a chosin mitakala. Omra papa kiderech, maderech rishus avolchanami rishus uvelech chavaderech. What means? You're walking down the street. So why are you walking down the street? Because you're walking down the street, you're getting a little exercise, you're going to the supermarket, you're going to work, well, whatever, the derech rishus. Then you have to go and lay in Krishma. But if it's not derech rishus, it's derech mitzvah, then you're potter. Who says he's going to the supermarket? Who says he's getting fresh air? Maybe he's running to Mismanish. He's walking to Shul. He's a Kozel Bar Mitzvah. He's going Chasachom to Labai. He's going to Nichma Velem. He's doing a Bar Mitzvah. How do you know Velech Chavaderech is referring to Dvarishus? Even though he's going to Dvar Mitzvah, I don't care that you're Oisiv Mitzvah, you still have to learn Krishna. The Torah came to him and the Leches. It could say Uvaleches Baderech. Why is it Vilechtecha Baderech? The extra Cha, my Vilechtecha. Shema Mina Vileches, the Dachu, the Machaibis, the Mitzvah of Tiris. We're talking about a Leches which is totally for your benefit, Dvar Harishus, having nothing to do with the Dvar Mitzvah. If it's Leches, the Dach, then you have to go and lay Krishma. If it's leches to Dvar Mitzvah, then you're potter from Krishma. Frey Timara. Once you tell me it has to do with Mitzvah, Yochi, my iri at the Kodesh of Psula, I feel the Kodesh of Mona Nami. So why are we distinguishing between a Psula and an Amana? If you're going to tell me it's being Tirda, okay, I understand. But you told me the reason is because it's Dvar Mitzvah, or you see the Mitzvah. Right. So you're getting married to an Amana, it's also Dvar Mitzvah. Everything Amara, Hocha Torid, Vahocha Loi Torid. Here you have a Tirda, and here you don't have the Tirda. In other words, it's not so much because of the mitzvah, it's because you're torah. The person's machshavas are burdened by the fact, I want to make sure that the bia goes correctly, and I shouldn't be embarrassed, and she shouldn't be embarrassed, and everything should work out, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it should be, that's the tirda. Right, if you talk about tirda, what happens if his tirda is not related to getting married? His tirda is because he has the Titanic is going for the first time there on the ocean, and he hopes that it gets back to port safely. And we know what happens to Titanic, and so this was a big tirda for those people that own the Titanic. So if I own such a ship or I own a boat, I want to make sure that the boat comes home safely. So that's also tirda. For that matter, any type of tirda. I'm worried the stock market is going to go up. up or down, if I sold short, if I bought long, whatever. The people have all different types of tira. Are you going to tell me that he's parted from Krishna? And Ovil, who's sitting Shiva, Rahman Islam, he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Chutzman atzil, except for tefillin, sheharei, never behem be'er. We don't mean the whole 7 days, we mean on the day of Aninus. He's part of tefillin, why? Shenema behem be'er, it says be'er, shenema, pe'ercha chavoish olecha. The pasuk in Yecheskel, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying to Yecheskel, he's going to sit Shiva after his wife, after Rebbetzin Yecheskel, and he says about her, keep on wearing your tefillin. The more dashes for that, but only in that case, under normal circumstances, you wouldn't be wearing your tefillin on the first day of the Petira, before Levaya, before the Kvura, after the Kvura. Anyway, bottom line is, that's only a special din, the Gabi tefillin. It has nothing to do with the Gabi, all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, you're mechuyev. Why is he mechuyev? After all, didn't you just tell me now he's Torud, he's thinking about Nebuch, his beloved, he lost his father, his mother, a brother, a car, whatever, whatever reason why he's Nebuch and Oinon or he's in other. And for the more, Amri Hasam Tarda, the Rishus, Achatirda, the Mitzvah. If it's a Tirda, the Rishus, like the stock market, or Tavis Vinosim Bayam, or a case of a Velas, or even a case of an Almana, where the Tirda doesn't involve a Dvar Mitzvah. It's a Tirda that Stami has his Machshavas, that his Machshavas are not all there. The Torah does not give you a heter not to focus on Krishna. However, if you're Oisiv a Mitzvah, that's the Tirda. Tirda Mitzvah is a different story. Dr. Mishnah, since we spoke about Rav Gamliel, when it came to the din of Kriya Shema, he did not follow the normal Minhagu Oilam. He did say Kriya Shema even on the night that he got married. We're going to tell us two other special halachas or special Minhagim of Rav Gamliel that were different than Klai Yisrael. So, number one, Rochat Laila Rishon Shemes Ishtar, when Rebetzin Gamliel passed away, after the Kvura, that night, he went and he took a shower. And Avos is not allowed to. I'm not like your regular, normal individual. I am very, very finicky. I have to go and take a shower, otherwise I'm going to go bananas. What's the reason why we have this setter? We'll see Mitchum shortly in the Gemara, that the whole Aninus Laila, meaning the night after the Kfura, is Dirabbanan, since it's Dirabbanan. In the case of a regular individual, the Chachamim were Machmir, and they said, no rechitza. However, people that are istinism, they can be mekel. We'll see more shortly. So that was halacha number two of Rav Gamliel. Halacha number three, Kishmeis Tevi Avdai. When Tevi, the Eved of Rav Gamliel, passed away, Kibbalov Tanchumen, he sat Shiva and he allowed people to go and be Menachmov. Omle Talidav, Lamantan Rabbeinu Shemekam Tanchumen Allah Avodim. You taught us that there is no such thing as being Menachmov on the Eved. An Eved dies, an Eved dies. The Gemara even compares it a little bit later on. You'll excuse the comparison. The Gemara compares it to Chas Shalom, if a person is, his ox died, piece of cattle, one of his cattle died. So, you tell him, I'm very sorry, you lost your shor, you lost your chabar, you lost your avid. Sinishka Groysizach, and it was considered to be chattel. And therefore, why are you going and sitting Shiva? Are you taking it to Tanchuman? What's going on? Amalem Intabi Abdi Kishar Kalavodim. He's not like a regular avid kosher hoya. He was a very, very special avid kosher. The Imam Mesech Sukkah tells us that in fact, Tevi Abdi was a Talmud Chochem, and therefore, when it was a day when there wasn't enough room in the sukkah, but he sat underneath the table in the sukkah, and they said, but you're not under the schach. He said, it's okay, I'm an Eved, I want to leave room for everybody else. So he was a Talmud Chacham.
Wasn't this guy at one point? Was he in for a minyan?
The Gemara talks about whether you can be Megayah him for a minyan. I don't think he was Megayah at the end, because otherwise...
The problem would be the whole Mishnah, right? He's a kosher Jew.
Exactly. Anyway, so that was his third minyan. We're going to talk more about that in the Gemara, tomorrow, etc. And now we just go back to the halacha that we learned about the Chosin. Chosin breaks the liquor's Kriya Shema by the Rishon Koire. If he wants to, he can. If he's an Madrega, and Mishim Lovi Loimer, not everybody. They call it Litas Hashem Yitol. If you're a Madrega like Ram Gamliel, sure, that's one thing. But if you're just an ordinary Jew, then you should leave out, don't say Krishna if you're a Chosin, because you're not going to be Mechabin anyway. Getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that he was Rochas Laila Rishon, took him more of my time than Gamliel, Kasavra, Nina Slaila Drabanim. This din of being Machmir about Rechitza the first night after the Kvura is Drabanim, Tachsiv, because the real Aninus is Vachrisa Kiyomar. Min HaToyra, the whole din of Aninus and Avelis is that first day. first day passed. It's no longer kiyomar. It's now post. It's matzah kiyomar. It's like other rabbanim. He's talking about istanis like Rabbi Gamliel. The chomu not kais. Look, she makes tevi avde. Turn rabban. Avonu mishvachas inam dalem b'shurvein oimim malem b'chas avelim uven tanchu neavelim. Avonu mishvachas are not considered to be your regular normal Jews. Now remember, even an eved kanani or shifra kananis, they do have a certain degree of yiddishkeit, meaning that by an eved you have to go and give him a bris. And he has to go with mekabel olav mitzvahs, but he's not a full-fledged Jew. He only has the mitzvahs ki'isha. Nevertheless, in an olim shura is probably similar to what we have today when people come back from a kvura. Then you have all the menachmim standing on two sides, and you have the avelim walking through, and that's what they call a shura. And you go and say mokim menachem eschem as the avelim go and pass through the people that are being menachem, the other family members or friends, etc. Ve'ein oimrim aleihem birchas avelim. What size birchas avelim? The Gemara elsewhere calls birchas avelim also birchas rechava. Birchas rechava means the bracha that they used to go and say at the first meal after the kvura. The reason why it was called rechava because that first meal typically was outside in the rechav, in the street. It wasn't at home. And they call that today the Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra is the first meal that the Avelim have after a Kvura, where the minig is that they don't take from their own food, but friends or neighbors or Mishpacha go and bring in food from the outside and bring it to them. And they eat from that meal. So that was the, at that place, they had special brachas that were said, and we do not have that minig today, but there was that minig in yesteryear. But if the person that passed away is an Eved HaShivcha, they did not engage and they didn't say those birchas avelim. Tanchun avelim is what we call today the hamokim yinachem eschem. You don't say hamokim yinachem eschem after an Eved HaShivcha, you only say it after chas hashom, a relative that passed away. And he tells us a story. Reb Blazer had a shivcha. She passed away. Nicholas was Talmid of the Nachmai. The Talmidim came to Menachem Reb Elezer. As soon as he saw them, at Kemachta Pleta, he started running away. First he went up to the attic, means to the second floor. Then he followed him. He went into a small room called an Apilai. And they followed him. From the small room went into the big room. They kept on following him. Obviously, they weren't getting the message that he was trying to ignore them, and they should please go home and not bother him. Amalem to Reblazer said, Kimduma ani, it appears to me, sha'atem nichvim bepoishim. I thought I would be able to scald you by pouring on you lukewarm water. This is, of course, an expression. What he means to say is, I figured if I keep on going from place to place, you'll get the hint. Oh, but you didn't get in. Actually, you don't even get scolded. Even if I were to go and pour on you boiling hot water, I see you don't get the message. Didn't we learn the daf today? So please leave. So you're going to tell me, so what does one say? Anytime a person goes and incurs a loss that people know about, so you go and try to be menachem the guy. You don't go and say, on your shore, or your chamar that died, or your building that collapsed, or your business that fell apart. You say, "Amokim yimali lechachas roincha." Kach oimu le'alav di'al shulcha. Say, "Amokim yimali lechachas roincha." The Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and help you. They should get back on your feet. You should be able to go and restore your business back to the way it was. In other words, you get a new ev, you get a new shivcha to be mamala that chasana. Tanya, if we have another brayza, one shvachas in maspin oisan, don't make any eulogies. Rabbi Yosi Oimer im Eved Kosher, if he was a good to Eved, aha Kosher. Oim Olav, then you're allowed to go and say by the Levaya, hoi, hoi means like whoa, hoi vai. Ishtoiv, he was a good guy. Veneman, he was truthful, he was reliable. Venenemi Igioi, he went and he was working and he all the time he worked well and as a result he was able to go and support himself from his hard labor. Amrulai, so they told Rabbi Yosi, in Cain, if you're going to go and say that type of hesped on an Eved, what are you going to go and say for a regular, normal Jew? Those are beautiful words. Halavai, we should be able to say it about everybody. Oh, he was an Ishtoi, Venema, Venenemi, Giyoi. Not everybody can you say that about. So, he said, in other words, tame it down. You don't have to say any great eulogies on an Eved.
Why did Rabbi Lezer have to run away? Why didn't he just say, hey, you know, learn?
He wanted them to get it. That's what we call a classic kasha from Asa. I don't know why Rabbi Lezer. Choyre, he could have said, Rabbi, let's not go through this whole charade. I'm going to run to the Aliyah, to the Ampilan, and that's the law. I don't know why. Talk to you more, turn about. By the way, if you find the reason, you let us know. Okay?
He didn't want to embarrass him.
He didn't want to embarrass him. That must be the reason. That must be.
Exactly. He didn't want to insult his abbot, or shivcha. This way, he avoids.
Having to compare them to say Shavuot that you don't know. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good man. That's a good tip shot.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying late today. Being the Levi, but not being an Eved. Okay, turn about. Enkern always elli shloishim. Enkern imoyis elli arba. If and when a person is davening and he's talking about the Ovis HaKadoshim, he's talking about Kavri Seinu, Imoy Seinu, he only referred to the Sholish Ovis, which of course are Sholish Ovis of Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov and the Arbi Imoyis, so Rivka Rochel Vileh.
Is this before the Nisach HaTfilo was established? Is this what people are saying?
Carry on. Why is this the case? Is the reason because every average Jew today, if you ask him, where do you come from? From Avraham Yitzchak, from the Ovis. But I don't know where they come from, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you do. Most of us think that we come from Yehuda, some from Binyamin, some Kan come from Levi. Sure, sure. But we don't know for sure. We think. So maybe the reason is because we're not sure in Reuven Karsina and Shimon Karsina. You know the famous story of the Samba River. Everybody knows that story, right?
No.
What was the famous story? Famous story was that after the war, a Jew came to Samba River with a kvittel, and he asked him, Vayman Zentir, in other words, where are you from? Who are your parents? Tell me a little bit about your mishpocha. So the fellow wanted to be a little bit cute, and he said that I'm an Einikel from Avrum Avini. I'm an Einikel of Avrum. So he asked Satmaruf, who was very quick-witted, said, from Belchabab, which wife? From Rabbi Akiva's, Hogar and Sarah.
Right.
So you're from Avram Avinu, but who was the mother? Anyway, on the spot. Yeah. So good. I don't know the rest of the story, but that's
good. Part.
Right. Good. Anyway, so getting back to Akimar, so you have the Shlosh Ovis and the Arba Imahois. So now the reason why you only say Shlosh Ovis is the reason because you don't know anything more than that. I can't talk about the four others. I'd like to go and say not only Avram Yitzchak, but also my great 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 grandfather Reuven. I don't know if they come from Reuven. Maybe they come from Shimon. Is that the reason why? Im Reuven Karsinan, Im Shimon Karsinan. Im Hachi Mois Namilu Yadinan, Im Rochel Karsinan, Im Leah Karsinan. Do we know whether we come from Rochel or from Leah? We also don't know. Elad Hacha Chashivit Tzveil Chashivit. For purposes of Klal Yisrael, the great Chashivis is in the great Ovois, even though Shvatim Shiftei Ka, also very great, but that's already the next Madrega. That's, you know, we're going from first class down to business class. It's really not the same. These are really the Choshuva, the three Ovis, and the Arbi Mois. Tani Idach, Avonim Shvachis, and Karno Isim, Abba Plainim, the Ima Plainis. When you have an Eved Shivcha, don't address them as Father Smith or Mother Smith. Now, Rashi points out, we're not talking about the children of the Avonim Shvachis, we're talking about outsiders. Meaning, says Rashi, because in the good old days, they used to go and refer to someone else, like we say today, Mr. or Mrs. Smith. In those times, they didn't say Mr. and Mrs., they rather said Father, even Lahavdul by the Galuchim, even today, they still say Father Jones or Father Smith, whatever. So when it comes to Evan.
Because they're real fathers.
They are, they're not. Well, that's already a touchy issue. Let's go into Rashi, Abba Ploini, Ima Ploinis, in the middle of the Amid. Says Rashi, Loim B'Neim Koma. We're not talking about the children. El B'Shar B'Yadim. Kencha Onu Koin Machshov. Like today, we say Mar Ploini, Moras Ploinis, Mr. and Mrs. Kachoy Rigi Loim, used to go and say Abba Ploini, the Ima Ploinis.
You said Abba Shaul was Shaul, wasn't the father of Shaul, so we have the Tana Abba Shaul that we had in Mesech Snida not long ago.
Why you got that name? Why was Abba Chalapta called Abba Chalapta? Why Abba Shaul called Abba Shaul? I don't know. Anyway, if you find out more information about that, you please let us know. Thank you, that's right. So now the question about Avodah Mishwacha, there you shouldn't go and say, use those terms. Why shouldn't you say those terms? We're concerned about over here.
Yichus.
Right, Yichus, exactly. If you look at the last Rashi, last Toysis it is. And doing Malim Bishura, people say, oh, such a choshev person. They call him Abba, they call him Ima, they walk in a shura, etc. Then their progeny, their children, they'll figure on, oh, they must be fine again. Everybody's going in shura. Ganze eulogies, met ganze levayas for this Eved. They'll assume that he was a kosher, he was already a ger. So therefore, stay away. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so don't say Abba, plain of Ima, plain of Shem Gamliel. However, the ones, the Avodim of Shem Gamliel, like the Tevi that we had in our Mishnah, are you calling us Abba Ploini, the Ima Ploinis? Masalistor! They were very, very choshev, they were on a class on their own, and presumably everybody knew that these were special Avodim, and they weren't worried about Yichus vis-a-vis them. Okay, so finishing off now Eved and Avodim and Shvachis, we go back to the union of Krishma and Tfilah. Umra Blosser, Maitach Sivis in the Pasik, Kein Avrechacha B'chayoy B'shimcha Esa Kapoy. And the next pasuk immediately following that is Kamoy Chelev Edeshin Tizba Nafshi. So the Gemara is dashing these two psukim. These two psukim are both in Tilim, and the pasuk says, "Ken Avrecha B'chayim B'shimcha Esra Chapoy." Ken Avrecha B'chayim means Ukrishma. That Avrecha B'chayim, I'm going to go bench you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, during my life, and I'm going to put in my chius into that bracha. That's referring to Krishma. B'shimcha Esra Chapoy is Utfila. I raise up my hands to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's davening that we ask all of the bakoshes to Hashem. V'moisa Kain, if a person says Krishma and Shemone Esrei properly, all of a kasev oimer, because the pasuk says about him the next pasuk, k'moy chelev v'deshen tis banafshi. Chelev means, we know what chelev is, the fats. Deshen means abundance, lots of wonderful gashmias. Tis banafshi, Kadosh Baruch Hu will sate us, will satiate us with chelev v'deshen. V'loy oi, v'shenoy chashnei alamim, he's going to be zoicha to two alamois. That's the continuation of the same pasuk, and it says renonoi, says Rashi, renonoi is belosh and rabim shtayim. So it comes to tell you that you are noichel to olamim, both olam hazeh and olam haba, for those that daven and say Krishma and Shemone Esrei properly with alakavos. Now from here to the bottom of the omit, we're going to have certain private tefillahs that the Tanoim or Amoraim appended to their Shemone Esrei. The reason why they appended it to the Shemone Esrei in the Mefarshim is because we're going to see later on in our Masechta that a person shouldn't make his tefillah kva. Kva means to make it in a set form where it appears to be a burden that each day he just goes and repeats the same thing time and time again. So therefore these Tanoim and Amoraim would want to add their own personal touch to their end of their davening.
A burden or by rote?
Both. And by doing it by rote, it shows it's a burden. In other words, I'm not doing it because I really want to. I'm going to davening because I have to go to davening, because my parents wake me up every morning. You gotta go. I'm so tired. You have to go. You have no choice. You gotta go. So you do it as a burden. You do it by rote, etc. Good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
What sense is this last piece we just brought in from the Lezer to the?
It doesn't have anything to do with this, but it has to do with the whole parsha of Krishna and Shemone Esrei, which we spoke about. Like, we got off on a tangent because of the fact that we said that a chosid is part of Krishna. Ram Gamli, on the other hand, he was makbet to say Krishna even though he was a chosid. And then we spoke about he would be teviyavdi, took tanchuma, which is also different than the normal minig. So we spoke about the joke. But now we go back to Krishna and Tfilah, and now we go specifically to Tanah. So says the Gemara, Blosa Basa this sign Tloise, when he finished off his davening. By the way, this is the akin to the Lakai Netzar that we say, because once you finish a Mubarak Samli Sor Bashalom, you essentially finish Munasrei. Not for all purposes, because if you forgot something, until you step back your three steps, you can still go back again, etc. Okay, but anyway, but for instance, you forgot Yalav V'Yovei and things of that nature. But getting back to our Gemara, just like you add those kind of tzara, those tefillahs, they used to add the following tefillahs. And some of them are familiar to us, and some of them were very personal to them, and we don't engage in them. So Blazes busted the same tzloisa when he finished Shemone Esrei. Omar, he said the following. Omar Hachi. That you should be shochein, you should allow to reside. Purenu, says Rashi, means b'goyrelenu, like the word purim, right? Hashem apur. So in our lot, we should have the schia that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be shochein, you should allow to reside in our lot. Only friendship and love between one another. The Tarbik Vulani Bitalmidim, and our Gvul means our borders, our boundaries should be full of Talmidim. Bitatzliach Seifenu Achris Vesikva, and that our, we should always have lots of Hatzlacha in the things that we engage in, so that at the end they come out fine and they all work out well. Bitasim Chalkenu Began Eden, we should have a Chedek in Gan Eden. Bisaknenu Bechobre Toiv, the Yetze Toiv by Lamcha, we should have here in this world Gutta Chabedim, and a Yetze Toiv that should be strong. Benashkim and Nimtza, Benashkim, we should get up early. Benimtza Yochel Liv. What's that yochel? If you see that there's a chof there, the chof says here on the side, Pirish Tavas Levavenu. Tavas Levavenu means our craving, our yearning should be Liyira Shemecha, not to just go and eat pizza or to go and eat steak and potatoes, but our craving and yearning in life should be Liyira Shemecha to have Moira from the Rabbi Shlom. The Toiva Lefanecha, Kurdis Nafshenu, the Toiva, the things that we do should all find favor in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. Yeah. So that's Reb Lazar. Reb Yoichanan, Basim Messiah, Tlaisi Amma, Amar Hachi, Yerutu Fanech Hashem Alekenu, should taught it, Bivashtenu, you should go and see Nebuch, our shame, our embarrassment, the Tabi Barasenu, look at our difficult lot, V'tislabish v'rachamecha, you should go and clothe yourself with rachman, with compassion and mercy. V'tiskase b'yuzecha, and cover yourself also with strength. V'tisasev tisatef v'chadisidusecha, be misatef like misatef betzitzis, go and enclose yourself with chasidus. V'tisasev v'chadisidusecha, your chanina should be strong. Chaninus again means compassion and rachmanis. And in front of you should always come your midas hatoiv and your midas hanivus, so that you should have rachman for Klal Yisrael, etc. Reb Zeira on Bosom besides Kloisi on Mahachi Yerutz Vanecha Kashem Akenish Lenechtov Lenevish Lenikolim Me'avisena. We should not go and sin, and we should not be embarrassed, and we should not be ashamed in front of our avos if we chas v'shalom sin. That our Torah should be our umnas, that we should put so much time into our learning. Means we shouldn't have heartburn. Our eyes should not be full of choshech. It should be lachtig. Now this is going to be very familiar, because this is what similar to what we say on Rosh Chodesh Benchin. Notice we have before Yerushchait, we have over here Yerushchaim. We say Taki Yerushchaim Yerushchait. What's the difference in Yerushchait and Yerushchaim? That seem to be basically synonymous. In fact, the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the reason why when we speak about the Rabbeinu Shalom we say Yerushalayim, that's a reference to a Medrash. The Medrash says, Rashi brings in the Chumash and Parshas Bereishis, that initially the waters in the heavens, the skies, were all very, very liquidy, almost like our oceans down below. Until the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a gara, gave a scream, and then Amudei Shemayim Yerayfifu, the nikvu me garosa me kamekavod. I don't remember the Lashon HaPasuk. The Kodesh Baruch Hu went and screamed at them, and from that point on they became congealed. They became like frozen in place. And until this day, they still have not unfrozen. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu screamed at them, you Shemayim, don't be Amud Shemayim Yerayfifu, but rather you should go and freeze, you should congeal. From that gara, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a scream, they're still frozen today. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's why we wish that a person should have Yira Shemayim, he should have the same Yira that the Shemayim had. That when the Kodesh Baruch Hu screamed at them, it's now 5,700, etc. years later, and they're still waiting for Kodesh Baruch Hu to say, okay, at ease, now you can go and be liquidy again. They're still standing solid because of that one guy. That's the word Yira Shemayim. The Chofetz Chaim says, why do we say Yira Shemayim and Yira Shait? And then we say Yira Shemayim again. Why do you repeat it twice? Our Gemara doesn't have Yerushalayim twice, correct. But our Girsa in the Siddur is we do say Yerushalayim twice. And even without it, why is Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim? Says the Chofetz Chaim. Because since in the middle we ask for Chaim Shal Oishe V'Chovei, once a person asks for Oishe V'Chovei, he has to ask again, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim.
Because if he gets it, it's easy for him to discard the Yerushalayim.
Exactly. V'rom levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem alekecha. So we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu again for another bracha of Yerushalayim v'Yerushalayim. Very good. Now the question is, we start off, it doesn't here with Chadash Alenis, Achoydish Hazeh, etc. Here we don't say Achoydish Hazeh because this was the tefillah that he said the end of Shemon Esrei. But since we're talking about it, it says Shetitin Lanu Chaim Arucham. I once heard from Rav Shapiro, that's the father of today, the famous Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro. His father was Rav of Miami Beach for many years, was very, very choshev yid. His son is a nice orator, also choshev yid. Anyway, but what did his father say? His father asked, since we say this by Rosh Chodesh Benchin, I can understand that we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu that this month, Habo Aleinu LeToiva, should be a Chaim of Toiva, and a Chaim of Broch, and a Chaim of Panosa, and a Chaim of Tzatzamais. I can understand that. But how can it be a Chaim Aruchim? In 30 days, 29 days, you can't have longevity. The most you can have is... And every month, most you can have is 29 days, 30 days. Secular months, you can have 31 days, but you can't have 20 years inside. So what is this Chaim Aruchim that you ask for in a Chodesh? And go to Shaila. So he said, Pshat Zazay. He said that, he told the story where after the Sfasemis passed away, his two sons, the Imri Emes and Ramosha Betzal, were walking back home. And the Imri Emes, he's a Ger Rebbe, said to his brother, Moshe Betzalel said to Imri Emes, he said, well, unfortunately, although our father passed away, he was the Ger Rebbe, the Tzadik Ador, he said, but Baruch Hashem, he had a Riches Yom. So he said to him, Malichas Yavin? The Svasem has passed away at the ripe old age of 58 years old. Can you imagine? He was a Weltsgoyen Oilam. The Svasem is on the Torah and on Shas is unbelievable. And if thousands of Chassidim come to him every single day with all of their worries and all their problems, and he was still able to go and learn so much. He was a Tzaddik and he was a Goyen Oilam. So he said, he's talking about he had a Riches Yavin? What are you talking about? He says, I didn't say he had a Riches Shonim. I said he had a Riches Yomim. What does that mean? Riches Yomim means that he used every single moment of the day and he didn't waste a moment. And that's the reason why he was able to accomplish so much during such a short lifetime. Just like it says by Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu came up Zokinu Svay Yomim. Svay Yomim means that every day was Zat, was satiated. No minute of the day was wasted on any types of Narishkeit. So therefore, said Rav Shapiro, that's Pshat. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, bless us that this month should be a Chaim Aruchim. Every moment of the day should be used to its fullest to accomplish something, whether it's in Rochnias, whether it's in Gashmias, but it shouldn't just be wasted time that people just say, eh, okay, we waste time. They tell the story about Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was in Marienbad. Marienbad was a famous
spa
that people used to go to for the summers. And in the good old days, it's like people go to Yale, to Hawaii, to the Catskills, or they go to Miami, or wherever they go to. So he went to Marienbad, so he met a person over there, and he said to that person, what are you doing here? So the other person said, ich bin gekommen zart zu vertreiben. Zart vertreiben means I'm here for vacation, but literally zart vertreiben means to go and drive away the time. So the Chassam Sofer said, if you have so much time to go and drive away, maybe you can go and push it in my direction, because I can go and use a couple of extra days and weeks and months. So it's zart vertreiben, you're driving the time away, you're pushing the time away, push it in my direction. Anyway, so that's the Chaim Aruchim that Rabbi Shapira said, that every single month we want it to be full of Arichas Yom. Just finish off the Gemara, four more lines. Rabbi Bosses place Om Hoch, Yirutz Mavanech, Hashem Alekeinu, Vilkei Abisayinu, Shetzalein, Li'azi Panim. Many people say this after the Brochus in the morning. This is what Rebbe was mispat. Now, the essence of this tefillah is, Kodesh Baruch Hu, save me from bad guys, from Aziponim and Azizponim, Odimra, Shochinra, save me from all of these people. In other words, there's a security risk. Save me from all of them. The Afalgav, the Kaimi Kitsutse Alei Derebi. What means Kaimi Kitsutse? The last Rashi says, even though we had tons of security guards, Rebbe afterwards were a bit Yehuda Nasi, so he had security guards from the government. Look at the last Rashi. The Afalgav, the Kaimi Kitsutse Alei Derebi, show you Shoitrim, Oind in the Mitzvahs Antoninus. The Antoninus, who was Rebbe's friend, and Shtikl Chavrus, etc. And Ninus, Antoninus for Rebbe. Anyways, Antoninus was the king, and he set up security guards and police there next to Rebbe's house, wherever he was. L'hakos l'inokim chalo imdim olav. Anybody that was going to start up with Rebbe, they became fetch from Shaitan. Rebbe didn't rely on those security guards. Every day he was mespal l'kadosh baruch hu, save me from the aziponim, etc., etc. Have a wonderful day. It's the argument for one and all.